Welcome to the Glamifest Your Dream Life podcast. My name is Alexis Glam, and my passion is helping women from around the world master the law of attraction, gain confidence, find their life purpose, and become masters of their own realities. I'm super excited today to inspire you and help you eradicate your limiting beliefs and achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. So if you're looking to massively level up your life from the inside out, to attract high-value relationships, wealth, happiness, and an overall luxurious lifestyle, this podcast is for you. You can see this as your weekly dose of manifestation tips, inspiration, mindset development, and much more to help you become the best and most irresistibly magnetic version of you. And best of all, I'm all about helping you with an extra dose of motivation by sharing inspirational stories of glamorous women and myself alike, as well as discussing the various techniques you can use today to improve your life. I definitely wouldn't want to keep you waiting any longer, so let's dive right into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Glamifest Your Dream Life podcast, episode 6. Today, I'm talking to Janelle. Hi, Janelle. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
So ladies, those that are listening and don't know Janelle, Janelle is one of the alumni from the Glamifest Bootcamp. And we're just sitting here today as two girlfriends discussing how her experience was with the bootcamp and of course with the law, because this is all about the law and applying it, and it's very simple. And I'm just hoping that her sharing her story will inspire you that the law is real and that the law can change your life too. So before we get started, Janelle, can you give a little bit of background on who you are, where you're from, or anything that would be important for them to know who you are, basically?
Sure. So I'm Janelle. I am originally from Brooklyn, New York, but also I'm used to going back and forth to the West Indies. My family is from Trinidad and Tobago. Mm-hmm. So kind of like half and half, New Yorker slash Trinidadian. And then what else? I work in technology. I'm a lead tech consultant. I also have like my own business, mm-hmm. as well. And I'm a mom to like a very zen-like chill 4-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he's so chill, but thank God. And I live in Illinois. Currently, mm-hmm. I live in Illinois, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
But I'm by ways of like New York City. So yeah.
Okay. And so before we get started, so the listeners know what your background was with the law or the law of attraction. How was it before you got started? Did you already know what it was, or were you already practicing?
Yeah. So funny thing is, I kind of stumbled across the movie The Secret, I believe it was maybe like 2013. I like watched a movie and I was completely like blown away. Mm. And then I just, you know, just started doing as much research, because I was always told, like, once, you know, me and my boyfriend at the time watched it together, he was like, well, you know, thinking about you, Janelle, you've always like manifested stuff fairly mm-hmm. quickly. Mm-hmm. And I you know, that's how, you know, how people perceive you is one thing, but how you perceive yourself is a different thing. So I didn't really see it that way, but he would always like press about like, yeah, you know, you'll say something and then you'll have it all the time. Yeah. You know? Like, I see that all the time with you. I don't know. And I started to reflect, and I was, you know, I kind of saw like bits and pieces of that, you know, as a kid, like, you know, I would just mm-hmm. think about something, and then it would happen, but yeah. I would usually say, oh, you know, I'm praying about it, or that's a coincidence, or mm-hmm. things of that nature, not really understanding that, you know, I was manifesting based off of like what it was I was imagining and what I was desiring. Like,
yeah.
even with, you know, my relocation to Florida, like maybe for like a year when I was living in Chicago for college, I kept telling myself, I want to live by a beach. You know, I want to have a lovely balcony overlooking a lake. Like, I would say that to myself. I'm like, I hate being in this cold, cold weather. This sucks. Like, and I kept saying it. And then, you know, I got offered a position to where they relocated me to Florida. But the funny thing is, was the idea was I wanted to move to California, but I wasn't specific. So I ended up like 10 minutes from the beach. I had the balcony by the lake. I had like beautiful like apartment. But then I didn't even, I didn't know about manifestation. So I didn't even think to think, oh, you know, I want to be around people I connect with really well. And that really look out for me. Cause then I was out there, I had no friends, you know, so it kind of, you know, learning how to be a little bit more specific with what you manifest is something I learned later on. Cause at that time I didn't know I was manifesting. I just thought it was like, oh, this is a weird coincidence that I ended up like in this place that I imagined, but it's not in the right state, but it's still what I imagined.
We get to know as we apply the law. That's why the most frequently asked question along with others is, how do you know if someone's applying the law of attraction? We all are. We're manifesting regardless through default, and it's only when you understand how to actively apply it, as you said, you will basically be able to change it in all areas of your life, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. And also to think like it was kind of, you know, the people around you, like I think you learn with Neville that it's also, you know, once you believe it, it becomes, once you feel it and you believe it, it comes into fruition. So I ended up like landing an amazing place in Chicago. That was my first place, which I told you about, which is like a two bedroom, two bath.
Oh, yeah. The like steal.
A couple hundred dollars. It was downtown Chicago. I had like was overlooking the water. We had like a gym, a grocery store inside the building, security guards, like a playground. It was like this crazy, like, you know, building. It was my first place. Like my friends were living in like a studio and it's like five of them. And then I moved into that. And, you know, in the midst of like college. But I think about the people around me and they kept saying like, Janelle, you have such good luck with like finding amazing places. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I do. And you're going to find something amazing. You're always so good at finding such like, you know, cause you have such good luck. And I started to believe it.
Yep. And there you go.
And it manifested itself. Like it kind of was like a series of bridges and events where I ended up in that situation. And then the negative seeds from the people around me started to come in. They're like, oh, well, this is a coincidence. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. Like this doesn't, you know, nobody gets something like this. She's probably going to like, you know, want to end the lease soon, or you're probably going to have to move into something smaller because you're not going to get something like this again. And then I had to like, within like maybe 2 years, 2 to 3 years, I had to move into like a smaller apartment with a horrible roommate. So I let those seeds like kind of affect like, you know, my abundance that was kind of coming in.
Naturally already, because that's the thing, our natural state is to receive and to be lucky, if that's what you want to call it. Yeah. And talking about before you started, was there a specific reason why you started the boot camp, or did you just wing it like, oh, this looks interesting?
So I had joined like so many groups and you know there was so many like, and I can say like this journey of like, you know, leveling up and and figuring out like, you know, how to step into like an abundant lifestyle, a lifestyle where you're just like enjoying like living a life of ease and understanding that you can have that, you can have a lifestyle that is not just, you know, you go through corporate and then you die, you know.
You put it like that, it sounds depressing.
But that's what it is, right?
Yeah, I've been there too.
So I ended up going through like a series of different groups, and they all served their purpose. I'm not gonna, you know, take away from them, because I think it really got me here. And each and every one was about like, you know, kind of living your best life, you know, caring more about yourself, like focusing on self-care. And I think this kind of led me into meeting you and meeting this group and being a part of this, because I always felt like something was missing. Mm-hmm. I got to a point where I was like, you know, we can wear the makeup. Yeah, we can wear the dresses. Yeah, mm-hmm. we can, you know, act feminine. We can do all of these things. But what about, you know, a lot of us are not accomplishing our ultimate goals. Yeah. And why is that?
Yeah.
So I was like, it has to be something internal. I got to a point where I was just like, it has to be something internal. Mm-hmm. And then through a series of events, you know, I found your group. I don't even remember how I found your public group, but I found your group. I added a lot of my friends within the community. I added the ones I was close to. I added them to it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, one of my friends decided to jump on your offer to do the course.
And then who's this?
It was Stephanie.
Oh, Steph. Okay. You guys knew each other before.
Yeah, we did. So, yeah, because I had added her, and then she saw your offer to do like a free consultation, I think, and she mm-hmm. did it. And she said, like, you know, she loved it. So she was just like, you know, Janelle, you should really consider it. And mm-hmm. I was just like, oh man, we've been through so much of these. Like, I don't know.
Not another course in the group.
And she was just like, no, like, at least do the consultation. So I did it with you. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, okay, this seems legit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think this is the piece. Maybe this is the manifestation of me, like, saying, what's the final missing piece? Maybe this is it, because I kept telling myself, I was like, nah, like, these groups are missing something. They're missing the whole self-love aspect. They're mm-hmm. missing the whole, like, you need to heal. We're not talking about that. Why aren't we talking?
That is
about
funny. Healing? You're right. That's a good observation, because I saw this too, that there was such a big emphasis on, like, they tell you, you should accept the best. You should do this. You should do that. You should, as you said, change your outfit, do your makeup, all of these things, or you should only go on these types of dates, which I understand too. But what about you? What do you want? What feels right? And where is it coming from, these boundaries? Are they natural boundaries or are they artificial boundaries? And I realized that those who put up these artificial boundaries, it's hard to sustain on the long run.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's, you know, I read so many books, and it was very much about, like, you have to act this way, mm-hmm. you have to be this person, you have to dress that way. And I'm not saying there isn't any truth in that, right?
Yeah.
But then, you know, I started to stumble across people that had this, like, very abundant lifestyle, and they weren't that perfect, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, is this true? Like, do I have to?
Well, that's a good question that you ask, because this is the truth for a lot of people. As we talk about the law, you assume that that's how it's supposed to be. Then the universe is going to show you lots of examples that coincide or do not coincide with what you believe deep down inside. And I guess with your case, you weren't 100% convinced yet. You felt like for you, there was something missing to complete that picture, as you said.
Yeah. And that's always been me, right? Like, I've always been, you know, someone that's like, there's more to this. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I would be taken to church, but I'd be like, yeah, but what about this? Like, it's just, it was never like, you tell me one thing and I'll be like, okay, well, that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. I've been super analytical my whole life. And then to be told also, like, I've accomplished a lot in my career. I was always very proud of that, but then to be also told I had to hide that aspect of myself in order to be considered, like, a value to the opposite sex, you know, like telling myself I have to hide certain parts of myself, in order to be loved or to be cherished or to be, for a man to be generous towards me. It was a lot of things that was having to, you know, I will say it did, my confidence did grow quite a bit, but I was just like, no, you know, this doesn't really add up for me, because mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm lying to myself, and eventually my true self is going to come out. And that's who I end up with. That's what most men are attracted to.
Yeah.
Like all the men in my past, all the men in my future, or in the present, they're attracted to me. And I've never really attracted, they've attracted to like who I am as a person. So, and I never had a problem with like attracting men that weren't of like means and things like that. And because of the industry I'm in, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Lucky you. I could sister up to say, no, I'm just joking. That thing, what you just mentioned, that is big, right? The real Janelle, the true you, the happy you, the, you know, spontaneous you. That's what people fall in love with in the end, right?
Yeah, and I'm very bubbly and I'm very like silly and being told that's not, you know, I can't be that because it's not feminine. Like it was just a lot of things. And I mean, like you said, it's okay if you believe that's what it takes. But then in the same light, I would meet people that look nothing like me and, you know, weren't doing all the glitz and glam and then living these like amazing lifestyles.
Absolutely. So, sometimes even better from at least in, again, talking about my reality, I see the women that are just easygoing, relaxing, going about their lives. I'm not talking about those on Instagram, those that are off Instagram, so to say. Yeah. I have a husband that adore them. They're very simple. They're not doing anything special. They're not, quote unquote, doing strategies and all this crazy stuff. Yeah. They're just enjoying life, being together and cherishing each other.
Yes. So that's, I don't know why I was being shown that. Like I could have just accepted that this is the way it is and then accomplish it. But there was just something in me that was just like, no, this is not it. This is an inch and out. We have to find, there has to be something else. Mm-hmm. You're still not happy. I think that was what it was,
Well said.
So this group, I can say like this course was really, for me, the missing piece, because you know, you do have us go ahead and look into like what our negative seeds are, where do they come from, is it from our childhood? The piece that really helped me too, the childhood revisions helped me, but I think what helped me too is realizing I can use the childhood revisions to kind of look at my even my most traumatic parts of my life that in my adulthood, you know, like things that happened that probably did, you know, add to those negative seeds that I was building up, like that pack of negative seeds I had that I built up as a kid. Some of that happened in my adulthood too, that I needed to kind of like work on. And I think with Neville and with you also talking about your triggers is not a bad thing. That helped me as well. It's, you know, to know that my triggers is definitely something that means, that's just a sign that I need to work on it, that still needs healing. Mm-hmm. That empowered me too, to feel like, okay, like it's not controlling me. I'm controlling it. I can control
exactly it. Exactly. That negative voice in your head that you can finally put that away.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned the missing piece. So what missing piece did you find while doing the boot camp? Did you find your answers and how did this come about?
Yeah, so for me, I will say like it's just everything I've been learning from Neville and the boot camp kind of helped me with understanding that I am in control of my reality, which is hard. Like it's hard to hear that because if you go through a lot of things, it's hard to kind of like come to terms with like, oh, this was my fault.
Well,
I know, you know, that's not the right way to put it.
But what about turning it around and saying, okay, I see what happened here, but thank God I have the tools to turn this around.
Yeah, I have the tools to turn it around. But I think it's also just, you know, I think the I am state, right? Like, I think that state of just understanding, like, I put it so harshly, but, you know, I deal well with harshness because I just feel like it is what it is. Like, that's what it is. So I think it's, you know, just as scary as it is, it's also empowering to know that I can go back and I can revise, or mm-hmm. I can look at these situations that I've been through that was very traumatizing, and it took me a long time to heal and all these types of things. And I can see where I needed to do work, and mm-hmm. it's and where I could have done better, you mm-hmm. know? And then I'm so into like science and technology, and then learning that, you know, recently the CIA opened up documentation yeah. and proved that this was all true. And I'm yeah. just like, oh my gosh, this is
yeah, great. It's all out there for the listeners. I will actually post this in the group, because I don't think I did. It's all been proven. The CIA has looked up, I think it's called Focus 14 experiment.
Yeah.
So it's very real, ladies. We're not just talking about wishful thinking here and imagining and things like that only. It's very real, and it can truly change your life.
Yeah, and jumping into different states. Like mm-hmm. I practice that a lot with like some of the most triggering people in my life. I'm not gonna say names. And I did it during the quarantine, and I was just like, you know, if I have a really good mental diet about these people, let me see how they're going to show up. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just saw an overnight change in people around me once I worked on my mental diet mm-hmm. of people that sometimes I would say would be the most triggering to be around. And I saw like how it would completely like change their attitude towards me, would change mm-hmm. like, you know, how I was like, how they would treat me, how they would talk to me. So I realized this whole mental diet aspect of it was like very, very powerful.
It's extremely powerful. Yes.
Yeah, it's extremely powerful. And then even like, you know, SATs was another one. Like it would just sometimes happen overnight to the point I would yeah. be freaked out.
Yeah.
like on three occasions, I think before I joined the group, I thought it was, you know, visualization. I thought I had to do all this stuff. Like I thought I had to do visualization. I thought I had to do, you know, like, you know, subliminals. Like I had a whole setup once where I had to do subliminals, visualization, all this stuff, mm-hmm. write like script all in one night. And then it worked. Like, you know, the next morning I got a phone call. Like I visualized making like a lot of money and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning I got a phone call that they're depositing like a couple hundred dollars into my account.
So I remember that one.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, that works. But then I was just like, okay, can we, you know, the SATs one, I ended up just, you know, doing SATs. I ended up just sitting down, like, you know, stayed akin to sleep, thinking about like money and making money. And then it turned into a couple thousand dollars deposited mm-hmm. into my account. Mm-hmm. I got a phone call. So I was just like, okay, like this is crazy. Like this worked. but then, you know, I started the course with like a list of things I wanted to manifest. Like, I said I wanted to manifest, like a stronger bond with like my very successful side of the family. Mm-hmm. And you know, my cousin and his wife, they've done really well for themselves. And then like, I would constantly think about that. Like I created a scene. I would think about it every night. I'll do the mm-hmm. set every night. And I kind of like, I don't know if I cheated, but I did, you know, my scene included like five different manifestations.
Okay. So, but that's a shortcut as we discussed as well.
Yeah. So I did that. And it kind of was like one by one, like each one kind of like, I got a call from my cousin. I ended up, a certain person on my team that I no longer wanted to work with ended up, moving on to like do maternity leave. And then the mm-hmm. person I wanted to have as my manager ended up becoming my manager.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah. This was big.
It was big. It was one thing after my the team that I've always wanted. Like I wanted a team that I really enjoyed. I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. I ended up being on that team, but then the team was temporary. Mm-hmm. But the reason why that happened, I realized
the bridge.
It was a bridge, but not quite a bridge. I had written down maybe I think before the course that I wanted a promotion.
Uh huh.
No. So, what that caused was for me to end up moving from my beloved team into another position where I would have to kind of lead a team.
Okay. Right. There you go.
But I didn't want that afterwards because I was just like, no, I want to be on my regular. I like this team. Like, I'm not doing as much work. I'm able to stay with my kid. And when we have meetings, we're just laughing and joking and stuff like that. Like, so I was like, Janelle, you can revise this. Like, yeah, I can revise
you can change this. Your mind, right?
Yeah. So I did that. I did a revision. And then I ended up in a situation where I am going to have even more time for my child for a couple of months for my son. And then on top of that, when I come back to working at the company, ideally what's going to happen is I might end up back on that team. Like that team that they, that I was on that is no longer around, they're in talks with executives to have them come back together.
Okay.
So and to make it a permanent team. So I'm like, wow, look at how things kind of progressed in a way. And I manifested everything that I said I wanted. And then on top of that, I was stuck in a lease till November.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's too. Yeah.
So it's one thing after the other. I was stuck in a lease till November. And nobody wants to move in the dead of winter. So I started to think about, like, oh, you know, if I ask my landlord, because remember, we learned about 5D orders. I started to learn that I don't have to do like this, I realized I was still holding on to control. I was still holding on to
the 3D control.
Yeah, with like, you know, doing these revisions. And I know a part of like what we've learned is to get to a point where you trust that your desires are coming. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to be in a state of, you don't have to be in a state of like, you are going to wait. Things have to go the way that you want, because sometimes there's a higher purpose and even your biggest desire that you're probably not even thinking of is going to manifest itself. But with you trying to control everything, and control how things go, you can't be pushing back your biggest desire. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I recall that happened on two occasions. Like, you know, I was really pushing for my mom to stay longer. I remember I was like, I really was like doing like the sets and all of this. I was like, I want her to stay here longer for the quarantine and all this stuff. But she kept extending her time. This is one situation. She kept extending her time to stay a little bit longer. So it was working. But, and I told you about this briefly, but it was working. She was staying a little longer, she kept extending. And then finally she left. And as soon as she left, I was able to, my cousins who have like a very successful business were like, hey, you know, we would love to meet with you, and talk about doing work together, which was like one of my biggest desires.
Yes. Yes.
And I realized that if she had stayed, that meeting that we had that turned into like a 3-hour meeting of like a heart to heart and, you know, and talking about generational wealth and what we want for our kids, it probably wouldn't have turned into that, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, my mom probably would have wanted to talk to my cousin. It would have turned into this whole thing.
Yeah. And then you wouldn't have talked about what you talked about if she wasn't there.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, sometimes your higher self can, you know, give you what you're manifesting, but sometimes they'll make it a little bit more temporary. They won't give you exactly what you want because they know that there's something bigger coming. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think essentially that's what that was. So that's basically with like things have just been manifesting like rapidly. Mm-hmm. I've been in such a like happy, like positive state and just completely overjoyed. Like I am like, oh my gosh, like this is real. Like this is amazing. Mm-hmm.
It's not fleeting. It's for forever, for as long as you keep doing the things that we discussed. And it's so easy. It just becomes like breathing basically.
I know. I've been trying my best to the mental, like I feel like I think we spoke about with like when you just do it, like you focus on just the 5D aspect of it and you're no longer trying to, you know, revise. It just becomes like a part of you. It kind of just becomes easier. It becomes a part of your life. Like you're just, you know, you maintain the mental diet. You trust that things are always working out in your favor.
And they do.
And they do. And then it's kind of like a feeling, like when my landlord was willing to let me out of my lease, I felt like it was, that whole week, I kind of was like in a very calm state. I was just kind of like, he's going to do it. Like, he has no choice. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. like, it is what it is. I am in charge of my reality. Like, that's just how it's going to work. And yeah. he's known for being a very, sometimes combative, very difficult mm-hmm. individual. And my neighbors would always complain to me about him, but I would always just maintain this mental, before I knew about the mental diet, I would maintain a mental diet that like, oh, but he's nice to me. He yeah. really likes me. Like, yeah. he's very kind to me and my son, like, you know, I don't have those issues. That's unfortunate for them, you know, mm-hmm. and that's how he would show up. But I didn't know I was maintaining a mental diet mm. with him. So when I requested, you know, to be let out of my lease, he was just like, yeah, sure. Tell me when, you know.
Okay. There you go. And for the listeners, this means that someone can be absolutely horrible and inflexible with other people. But for you, if you know how this works, the law, the mental diet, the you pushed out concept, they will show their best version of themselves to you and to you only, maybe, right? So it depends.
Yeah, which is amazing. I feel so powerful. Mm-hmm. And I feel so confident. I can say even like in dating, like, you know, like these apps and stuff like that, like I haven't been taking them seriously or anything like that. But with these dating apps, like I can think back to, you know, I've used like the subliminals and stuff like that. Like I used like the, you know, wealthy subliminals, mm-hmm. but I would go on these apps and I would automatically meet like a founder, a CEO mm-hmm. or whatever, like mm-hmm. on these like really like what people would say is like these crappy apps where you can't meet any quality men. They would end
it's
up
a lie.
Yeah. I mean, the other day it was just for fun. Like I've just been like, because I would, you know, I'll probably, you know, I prefer to meet people in person, mm-hmm. Honestly, but just for fun, I was like, let me, you know, I wasn't intentional about it. The week before, I was just hanging out with one of my girlfriends and I was just telling her, you know, I'm attracted to this type of man. I would be interested in meeting that type of man. And, mm-hmm. you know, I like guys with this type of accent and stuff like that. We were just like talking about just having a random conversation. And then that's what showed up. Like within a week, it was in my inbox.
There you go. Like, it's like you're like, I do teach that when you reach that level of comfort with the 5D, as Chanel just mentioned, it's basically like ordering on Amazon, like, oh, I would like this type of person and that with that. And then they just show up.
Yeah. So things like that have been happening quite a bit. But like I said, I think my ultimate test, which I think I'm doing okay at, is just like maintaining the mental diet when you have to deal with the 3D consistently. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I think it's very easy to maintain this diet when there is no temptation to like think of things negatively, right? Like with like any diet, you know, if you're not in Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts, it's very easy.
I understand completely. But as any diet, it takes keeping that routine and knowing the benefits. And once you have that hot body or that hot manifestation power, you're like, okay, why would I cheat? Why would I do the complete opposite? Because it won't serve me.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you had said that the goal is not for us to be hermits. So
No, we need to get out there. I know quarantine was very convenient and you did yours in quarantine, but in the end, life is out there and we need to learn how to do this in real life. And I know many coaches are saying like, oh, just stay positive and just assume the state and this, that. Try going out there and you will have challenges and that's realistic, but it's okay. We get over these challenges and we learn.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's, the boot camp was my missing piece, to just feeling like I'm in control of mm-hmm. like kind of how my life turns out. Feeling confident, and also mm-hmm. feeling like very, very empowered, and knowing that I, you know, there are steps that I can take to heal myself, and also to realize that I feel like it also helped me with not seeing people in such a black and white way, you know, even the people that have, you know, done things to me that I struggled with, or, you know, like exes and things from my past that have happened. It helped me with, you know, saying, like, seeing that, you know, there's different states of these people.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly, there's a way for me to jump into a certain state of them that kind of is more aligned with the vibration that I'm on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it seems like, but you are still tuning in on the 1st of August. You're going to go through it again, or you're like, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
I think I've been trying to retake it for sure. I've been trying, like, I always go back and I read through what it is that we've done. Mm-hmm. One of my close friends actually is going to be doing it from, like, starting August 1st. So I'm excited for her.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. And I think, you know, we spoke about how, like, you know, with my son, I've been thinking about, okay, I need to kind of use this to help him with, like, his development. So I've been also trying to help him out with, like, affirmations. But even though he's 4, I'll make sure I, like, you know, constantly remove, like, kind of, I guess, counter any negative seeds that he starts to say to himself, or just like make sure he's constantly saying, you know, I'm protected, I'm smart, I'm, you know, I'm happy. Like, he'll say those things, like, we'll say that in the morning.
I love it. You know?
So I've been trying my best to figure out how I can instill it in my parenting, as well as and then also with, like, my family. Like, I realize I you know, eventually I'm going to be closer to them. So I want to get to a point where I can remove any type of negative seeds I have about my family. Because I want to be closer to them. Like, everyone's getting older, you know, and I want to have, like, a closer relationship with them. So I've been trying to, like, adapt it to all aspects of my life as much as possible, not just for me, myself, but
And the best thing is that once you work on all of the things that we discussed, it's not only you that's benefiting, but it's also your family members. It's just like your whole life becomes a more harmonic type of feel. Things go well, people are on their best behavior. It's almost like you're in paradise. And I call that whenever you reach Eden, because Eden is whenever you can see yourself in others too. So instead of blaming them, instead of feeling like they're doing something bad to you or that it's unforgivable, you forgive them for you. And by forgiving them, you forgive yourself. And they start showing up in a different way. And I'm not talking about going to abusers and putting yourself in an abusive situation, but if you have to deal with family members and things have been rocky, there is hope.
Which is so powerful, right? Like, it's so powerful to know that, you know, like, it's everyone, there's a second chance to life, to relationships, to friendships, to any connection, any human connection you have. There's kind of a second chance there with the law. And I think, you know, it's so powerful to know that, like, you have that power to do those types of things, and to have that type of, like, experience. Because I think back to my relationship with, like, my parents and stuff like that. There have been times where in my life where I was, like, very resentful of, you know, certain things, but as time progressed and they got older, I was like, I kind of want to remove that. I want to remove those feelings, and, you know, constantly feeling like they are this way, like, remove this limiting belief about them. And I think even with this, with the boot camp, I was able to work on those relationships with them. And, you know, like, when I talk to my dad now, it's like, you know, I'm gardening, I'm planting some tomatoes, you know, and my mom is just like, yeah, I'm working on my plants. Like, those conversations weren't really like that in the past.
Seems very peaceful.
Very, very peaceful. And I think it's also like just my mental diet around them. Like I just try my best to send them a lot of love, don't think about them in a critical manner. And the same thing with my child. I think it's even important as a parent, you do that as well. Like you know, you don't think about your child in this negative light. You think about them as like they're so one way, and you'll start to notice the 3D kind of like meets you there, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, once you put out about your parenting and about your children, and they, you know, the rest of the world will kind of be like, oh yeah, that's how they are. I agree. Like, yeah, he is like that. He is that way. That is mm-hmm. true. You know? Mm-hmm. So, because I'm always like, my child is so zen because he is, but
yeah. a part of me will remain.
Yeah, a part of me wonders if I didn't think that, would he be that zen? Like, I don't.
I know lots of examples of parents that, and even if they don't complain outwardly, the most mm-hmm. important thing, as I preach, is what do you complain about inwardly? Because inwardly, usually it's even worse, right? Yeah. And then you see it externalized in the 3D, and then they're afraid that their child is going to do crazy stuff. And there you go, the child does crazy stuff.
Yeah. And,
so it's very powerful, not only for you, but also as a parent. I'm not a parent myself. I'm a pet parent. So I'm going to try it on my cat. Now you remind me this.
Yeah, try it on the cat. Like I remember when I used to have a pet, it was in my previous relationship, I would always tell myself, I'd be like, yeah, you know, our dog is very mean to other people, but he's so sweet to me, yep. you know, and he was a full on pit bull, but he was so sweet to me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna be more mindful of that too. Cause I had a situation, actually, no, I manifested this, and people are going to say, okay, a pet is not a child, but it's my child. That yeah. she was doing her business where she's not supposed to. Mm. And I used to focus on it and be so obsessed with it. And then I think it was only 3 days ago, I said, hey, wait a minute, I'm struggling with the 3D. I should tell myself and assume that the cat listens to me and she just goes where she's supposed to. And ever since, no mishaps, she's fine, well-behaved and potty trained.
Yeah, I did it with, like, my son always wakes up at, like, 7 a.m., like, clockwork. And I remember one day I was just like, no, he's going to wake up at 8 a.m. And mm-hmm. I tell you, he never wakes up at 8 a.m. And then he did. He woke up at 8 a.m. The one night I was like, I'm going to revise this, and he's going to wake up at 8 a.m. And he woke up at 8 a.m. Okay. And it was, like, little moments like that. Like, they say you keep testing it.
So yeah. Yeah. And you have to remind yourself too, as I said, I mean, we're human. We sometimes forget, and we can slip into that state of, oh, being worried about the treaty. But the most important thing that I always discuss with you ladies in the group is that you have your awareness. And when you catch yourself failing or slipping, that you just do the work and get back on track. That's it.
Yeah. I think like also like the forgiving yourself, I think you mentioned that too. Mm-hmm. Not like, you know, I remember in the past I would kind of like beat myself up with not, you know, going about things the way I'm supposed to go about them in order to acquire this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And and I think, you know, the grace that you kind of give us is very helpful, because it's like, okay, I don't have to beat up myself that I wasn't able to completely transition into this way, this new way of thinking, this new way of believing. Like, I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going mm-hmm. to naturally just be human, and I need to just forgive myself and start over. Because I think with the original mental diet, he kind of tells us to, you know, if you mess up, you mm-hmm. have to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it may be also good for the listeners. I don't teach the mental diet per se. I call it the GlamourFest diet, which is a bit more different, as Janelle said. It's more forgiving. It's more surrounding awareness. And we really go deep into what our thoughts are and how we talk to ourselves about others, how we talk to ourselves about ourselves. And when you have that awareness and when you're forgiving, like you said, that's when the magic happens. That's when you, instead of focusing on what you're doing wrong, you're going to focus on how can I do this better? And you will.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the higher self aspect of it too, like mm-hmm. I think also being able to hear that little voice is, yeah. it really kind of, I think you get to a point, I feel like it was always there, mm-hmm. but I didn't know what it was, you know, yeah. I didn't know to trust it, to trust my intuition, to hear this little voice. And I've been learning a lot about like your subconscious, right? Like, you know how when you buy a new car, you buy a red car and you never used to see red cars, but then mm-hmm. all of a sudden now all you do is see red cars. It's because yeah. you've kind of gotten into this new level of like a vibration of subconsciousness mm-hmm. where you're able to see things from that level. Yeah. So the same thing with like, you know, your higher self, like your which is your intuition, just learning to kind of like listen to that and continue to practice listening to it. So I think that's part of the reason why like things have been manifesting so quickly, because I'm starting to hear that little voice mm-hmm. and taking that step, you yeah. know, not pushing it away and just being like, okay, this is what you want for me to do. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll do it. It doesn't make sense to me now. It's
but like, well, we like shall see. But we shall see. And usually, and that's the thing you mentioned, trusting your higher self, listening to your intuition. That's the last step of the course. And for me, that's the most valuable gift you can give yourself, because when you're aligned with your higher self and with intuition, as you yeah. said, there's no more doing additional work. You just go through life and things just happen. They just manifest like magic.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, it's, you know, I can't say I used to have control issues. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard. It was, you know, it will be hard to do that at times. Like I realized with all those, like, those written down sats, those, I guess I was creating these scenes, and I realized that was just me having control, because I realized some things didn't manifest, but it honestly was for the best that they mm-hmm. didn't manifest mm-hmm. Because of where my life was going, and realizing that's my higher self kind of like stepping in and just being like, if I give this to you, you're not going to get this even higher level of abundance that we're trying to go for yeah. here. You're kind of yeah. like taking us off track with this, yeah. you know? So yeah. recognizing that too, like you kind of got to have just put trust in your higher self and just be willing to just go along for the ride, which yeah. is, you know,
that's
scary.
A tough thing. It's scary, but as you said, the more you test it out and the more you see that by trusting, you get these amazing results. And the difference is, for the ones that are listening, your higher self can see you in the best possible light. She knows your unlimited possibilities within your reality. So when you ask for something, it might be very small or insignificant compared to what your higher self can see for you. Mm-hmm. So when you're on that connection, you start seeing things unfold and you get to know yourself too. And I guess in your case, it's a good example that you're making all this money, and now up to October, you basically have time to relax with your son and take care of him as you wanted to as well.
Yeah. And I would have never imagined it would have shown up in this way. Mm-hmm. You know, I was very, like, it's funny. I made a vision board at the top of the year. And the vision board I created, the theme of it was forget the how, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like my life, that's kind of like the trajectory I've been on for this whole year. Even with this boot camp, it was kind of like, you know, I have to get to a point of letting go of the how, mm-hmm. just trusting that, you know, my desire has been put out there and it's coming. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I'm shocked that I'm going to be having this time with my child, and I'm still going to be, you know, gainfully employed. Mm-hmm. But I would have never, this is what I wanted, but I would never envision that it would have been through, you know, these series of events, yeah. you know, like, who yeah. would have imagined a pandemic? Who would have imagined like all of these things that happened in 2020, you know?
So. I definitely did not. But, and even in my case, it was the biggest blessing, because if it wasn't for the pandemic, I wouldn't have taken the time to even start cycle one, cycle two, cycle three of the bootcamp. Oh, wow. This podcast would not exist. So I am thankful for the space that it gave me to reflect.
Yeah, it's crazy too. I told myself I wanted to be on a podcast, and then you messaged me.
Like, okay.
You want to be on a podcast? And I was like, going on.
Oh, wow. I'm happy to be that bridge. I didn't even know.
Yeah, I had told myself maybe 2 weeks prior. I was like, you know, it'd be nice for me to be on. I was on a podcast before, but it was only once before. And I was like, it would be really cool to just be on a podcast again.
Oh, wow. There you go. And a nice podcast it is. I'm very happy that you were open enough to come on here and share your personal story, because again, it's very personal. It's your life. Yeah. And I hope by those that listen, especially those that are mothers that are thinking of doing this, you can do the work by yourself. I'm very open and transparent about this. But if you want to get that extra help, be in a community and have that extra push, like Chanel said, to find your missing piece. The boot camp is starting this Saturday. Wow, it's already time. Oh, crazy. God. Yeah, we're preparing. And yeah, it's exciting. And I'm looking forward to, yeah, we already have 25 ladies that have joined that are starting the 1st of August. And of course, just like Chanel, there are lots of you alumni that are doing it again, just peering in because it's fun. But yeah, it's a good time. And I'm very happy that you came on here, Chanel, to share your story again.
Yeah. And just, you know, in closing, I just want to say that if there are any other single parents that do want to ask me any questions or are trying to work on any blockages in that space, I'm more mm-hmm. than willing to open myself up to having those conversations, oh, you wow. know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's really sweet of you to offer. I will be sure to tag you in the group. And those that are listening to this on the podcast and that are not in the group, we have a Facebook group that's open. It's free. And Chanel will be in there. So if you have any questions, I will tag her in the post with this podcast. And then the ladies can ask questions. That's great. And also talking about teaching your children the law of attraction, if you haven't considered it, it's a good place to start, because if they know this early on, I mean, imagine Chanel knowing all of this at age 4, like yeah. your son, like that's just going to be amazing. The way he can dream and be sure that if he believes in himself, that nobody can take that away from him. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited for him that I've gotten here. Cause you know, I think with every parent, we're really trying to, well, a lot of parents that are very like, you know, into working on themselves, I think we all want to break a lot of generational curses, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. and I think that's kind of why I'm here as a parent, is to kind of like get him to a level that I personally probably didn't even see for himself, and like start mm-hmm. earlier on, and being able to recognize like those limiting beliefs, those negative seeds that are being instilled in him at an early age, yeah. that, you know, my parents just didn't, they did a great, great job with me, but they just didn't have these tools to know mm-hmm. what they, you know, what they probably were instilling in me that I would probably have to heal on later on. So, yeah. So I, you know, before I knew all of this, I've always been very protective of like his emotional well-being and mm-hmm. maintaining a peaceful environment and constantly like pouring into him. But now that I know, like, you know, about Neville and, you know, going through this like boot camp, I'm like, oh wow, I could take this to a whole other level. So, mm-hmm. So that's exciting. That's, you know, that's been great.
It's exciting, and there's a lot more to come. I know we've discussed some things privately of your future plans. They will be revealed in the inner circle when it's done. But you have great plans, and I have the utmost confidence that you will be a success story that's going to keep coming back with even bigger goals and realizations that you have manifested.
Yeah. And I think, you know, another piece I would like to throw out there is just, you know, I was able to bounce back, but it's also a matter when it came to like my experience as becoming a single parent, and you know, I thought I had to take like all this time to like heal and do all of these things, but I realized like, you know, there's people I've been really admiring, people that have been able to just, you know, start over like mm-hmm. immediately, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's your belief system, right? Yep. So you yep. don't have to, it doesn't have to take long, you know, and you can start over. Like when I became a single parent, I ended up starting a business. I ended up like being in magazines. Mm-hmm. I ended up being on like panels. I ended up like becoming a director of a company. Like I was mm-hmm. able to like bounce back within maybe like a few months. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's the way it should be, but I'm just saying like, it really is your beliefs. And I think you will learn yeah. that with this bootcamp, with learning about Neville Goddard. I didn't know about him at that time, but I'm looking back at my belief system at that time. Mm-hmm. And it was because, you know, I didn't feel like I had a block there. I didn't feel like I didn't have any negative seeds there. I was like, okay, despite the fact that things aren't going the way that I planned, I can still, you know, do this with a baby on my, you know, on my side, even with like, you know, with my son. Like I ran like a freelancing company, you know, and I watch moms do that all the time. But, you know, it's also in love too. Like I met some amazing men along the way and things like that. So it really is about, it's about you. It's really about you and you being willing to do the work and you being willing to heal. And I think that, you know, I'm putting my son in a really great position. And, you know, I've been reconnecting with his dad's family as well as his dad. And that's been going great. Like he, you know, everybody has come to me with open arms, but I really think it's the only reason why it took so long is because of this, because I had this block there, because I had this mental diet around them, around that experience. I was holding on to a lot of like of the pain of like you know the things that occurred, and I was just like in this space of resentment. But like Lexi says, you kind of have to get to a point of just being willing to just kind of not really let go, but to revise, to be willing to do the work, to be willing to recognize that that, you know, you can forgive yourself, and forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you.
It's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And forgiveness, and once you forgive yourself, you're also, you know, helping your, if you have a child, you're helping your child walk to a space of not carrying your emotional burdens.
Absolutely. Well. Absolutely. So, it goes beyond you, actually. It flows through all aspects of your life, into your friendships, into your parenting, into your relationships. And it's just amazing to have that option, I think, right? Because before you start or before you know any of this, you might feel lost. You might feel like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. How am I going to get out of this situation? But if you have that knowledge, it's just so, it's a breath of fresh air, I would say, relaxation.
It is. It's a complete, like, I feel like a weight has been lifted, honestly. I feel like, you know, me and my child and, you know, my future husband are just going to be completely living in complete bliss because I understand, of what I feel like I've like found like a secret key and I wish everybody knew about it.
Like, same here. It is a secret key. And just like you, you mentioned the missing puzzle. For me, for those that don't know my story, I was feeling like there was a big puzzle missing because I could manifest anything and everything in the material realm, but I just wasn't happy. And it's only when I connected, as I said, and Janelle did as well, with my intuition, which my higher self is, then things just clicked and life is just easy and I'm happy and it's just great.
I feel good. Like I will say, my mom, I the whole femininity thing, my mom has always been super feminine. It was something that was came really natural to me. But I will say one thing I didn't learn from like my parents and my family is how to do emotional work on yourself, how to heal, how to get to a point of recognizing that, you know, a lot of your abundance, whether it be in the material world, because like you said, like with me, you know, I was able to bounce back in the material world when it came to stepping into the space of being a parent, a single parent. But when it came to the emotional aspect of things, like a lot of my relationships and friendships and stuff were kind of like not in a healthy place. Mm-hmm. So recognizing you have blocks there and kind of like focusing in on that and figuring out what you can do to fix it, essentially, to work on it, to do the work. And I really have always had, like, you know, when people ask me what I'm passionate about, it's always been like empowerment, like female empowerment. I want women to have the tools. Like, I'll give you whatever coach I'm talking to, I'll give you the coach, I'll let you know how to get into, because I was on a journey, but I wanted people to, like, my friends and the women around me, I wanted them to take on the same things that I'm taking on that I feel like is making me a better person. Mm. And even if it's not coming from me, I want them to learn too, because I really, you know, I think women are just so, like, we're just so amazing. We're able to create life. We're able to, mm-hmm. you know, create like beautiful spaces. We're able to, like, make amazing, like, create businesses. We're creators, essentially. Yeah. And I always want us to live the most abundant lifestyle possible. Mm-hmm. And I want us to know that it's possible for us to do that. And I'm realizing I've always had abundance in my life, mm-hmm. but I also maintained that it wasn't enough, or that I had to maintain this victimhood in order to fit in, or I had to trauma bond in order to fit in with other, you know, with other people. Yeah. And realizing I can do that if people feel like that's the only way they can communicate, but I can do this mental diet. I can maintain this mindset that, like, yeah, that's not me. That's not my experience. That's not where I'm going, but yeah. You know, it's unfortunate that you're there, but, you know, that's not where we're going. That's not where me and my family are going.
Yeah. It takes being strong to be able to do that, because especially these days the trauma bonding is almost like a sport.
It is. And I think you said, like, you know, a lot of people love to live like you said, it's a sport. Like, people enjoy, like, living in this negative space. I don't know if they enjoy it, but that's all they know.
And I guess everyone's doing it, and it's just so normalized that many of us don't even know when we're doing it or talking about it. We don't no longer do it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. And I, even with the bridges, I've noticed I've received many bridges throughout my life, and I was self-sabotaging. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I would get a bridge and then I would sabotage it in some way. I would, like, burn the bridge. Mm-hmm. We normalize that too. We kind of, like, oh, you're supposed to burn the bridge because you're on a new level. But how about, like, understanding that, you know, you can still, maybe these people are showing up in this way, or these experiences are showing up in this way based off of, like, the lack of work that you're doing within yourself, you know, taking accountability.
That too.
And that kind of like it ties into every aspect of my life, whether it be business, whether it be career, whether it be self-care, whether it be, like, fitness, my parenting, my co-parenting. It kind of, like, is in with on all aspects of my life. And I kind of had to just sit down and say, like, okay, Janelle, this is all on you. You know, mm-hmm. you kind of have to figure out what it is you can do to make all aspects of your life better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that's, you know, so that's kind of where I'm at. I'm really, really happy.
And yes. And for me, it's always amazing to see how people start off in week one. And then now we're, I think it's, like, already 3 months later, how things have changed, how someone speaks in a different way, and how relaxed you are. Right. So that's, like, having that freedom and relaxation. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I met up with an old friend that I was, you know, doing the whole, like, I got to burn the bridge. I can't talk to her because she's not a part of the, you know, the level up. But I was just like, forget all of that. I'm going to go connect with her. And I went and I did that. And she was just like, wow, you're glowing. Like, you seem so happy.
Yeah, what happened? And they want to know the secret sauce, but not everyone is ready for the secret sauce yet. And then, of course, everyone starts on their own path. And sometimes it just takes time for others to realize this, and they might do it by themselves. You can give them a hint, but ultimately, everyone is in charge of their own reality.
It's true. And another old friend I saw the other day, she's like, it's... Once again, I'm sorry. I'm just so in love with the whole, like, mental diet thing, but it's so interesting how before we stopped talking for a few months and then we reconnected again for, like, a play date for our kids. And she's thinking the way I'm thinking. And I was just like, what's going, I'm so confused. Like, why, like, before, like 3 months ago, you was completely against, like, everything that I was, like, learning about.
Interesting.
And now, she's just like, yeah, you know, we got to be more about, like, empowerment. We got to work on, like, how we think about things. We got to be more positive.
Cool.
And I'm like, huh, it's interesting how people... Yeah, people are showing up, you know, I don't know, you know, with this, with what I've learned, I think people are showing based off of how I'm seeing them and how I'm thinking yep. about them, and I'm sending them love and, yeah. and they're showing up in this more high vibrational way. Like, mm-hmm. And it's like, it's amazing. Cause I'm just like, I'm so confused. Like, I'm,
well, you know exactly why. It's because that secret key that you've received, it changes yeah. everything. And for those listening, absolutely. People can show up in a totally different way with you. I mean, people around you can start asking questions. Like in my case, there were some horrible, horrible bosses. And they were just so kind to me. And I could see them side-eyeing me like, what's happening here? And we're talking about women. Don't even come at me with it's a man and blah, blah. So women. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's me.
Okay, well, again, thank you, Chanel, for sharing your insight. And as she said, lady, she's going to be in the group if you have any questions on using the law when you're raising a child or any struggles that you may have that are specific to this. She's there for you and other things as well. Thank you so much, Chanel. Really, yes. I appreciate you opening up and coming on here. And you manifested your podcast, so congratulations on that too. And yeah, so I'm going to close this off. Ladies, there will be more podcasts being dropped this weekend. And those that are interested in the bootcamp, Chanel went through it. She's in there. We're starting on the 1st of August. That's the last day to sign up. And yeah, that's basically it. And I see you guys next time. Bye.